Our first reading is from 1 Maccabees. Judas and his brothers said, "Now that our enemies have been defeated, let us go up to purify the sanctuary and dedicate it." So they marshaled the whole army and went up to Mount Zion. On the 25th day of the 9th month, Chisli, in the year 148, they rose at dawn and offered a lawful sacrifice on the new altar of holocausts, which they had made. The altar was dedicated to the sound of zithers, harps, and cymbals, at the same time of the year, and on the same day on which the pagans had originally profaned it. The whole people fell prostrate in adoration, praising the skies, him who had made them so successful. For 8 days they celebrated the dedication of the altar, joyfully offering holocausts, communion sacrifices, and thanksgivings. They ornamented the front of the temple with the crowns and the bosses of gold, repaired the gates and the storerooms, and fitted them with doors. There was no end to the rejoicing among the people, and the reproach of the pagans was lifted from them. Judas with his brothers and the whole assembly of Israel made its law that day that the dedication of the altar should be celebrated yearly at the proper season for 8 days, beginning on the 25th of the month of Chisli, with rejoicing and gladness. The word of the Lord. The gospel, by the way, has Jesus teaching in the temple. You know, this is the thing about us. We're people who, through our own personal history, we are tied to places. We live in a place, and we find our life lived out in a place, tied to that place. You know, it's funny, sometimes I have these great detective shows, and they're trying to find the bad guy, and they can't, he could be anywhere. So what do? They go to where they know he was, and they sit down there, and somehow, being where they knew he was, they always figure it out. They see a clue, because we are connected to place. So what I want to say is, though we as Christians know that we can find God anywhere, we find God somewhere in a place. And each of us needs to have a place where we can go and find God. For some of us, that's a tabernacle, you know. Anywhere, a tabernacle is where God is. But we know he's not just in that box. But we know if we go to the tabernacle, we'll find him. Maybe your place is somewhere else. Where is it? Can you think of a place where you know you've encountered God? When you're looking for God again, go to that place. Or at least recall that place. Bring it to mind. Because as people, we're tied to place. And God, though he can find us anywhere, he finds us first, always, at that place. So think of the place that is where you find God, and hold that place special in your heart. And when you're looking for Jesus, if you think you've wandered away, go to that place. You'll find him there. He's waiting for you.